There is one thing in common among all the countries we feature today: Iran, Israel, Lebanon, Ukraine, Hungary, China, and South Africa. You can see the moon from there. From deserts and seas, skyscrapers and meadows, that luminous sphere hangs over the horizon as a reminder of something beyond the minutiae of the moment, wherever we are on Earth. Henry Gass writes today about America's accelerated plans to land on the moon by 2028 and establish a permanent presence there by the 2030s. China has similar ideas. So does India. Sometimes, looking up reminds us of the possibilities and brings greater perspective to our own orbits. It's Thursday, April 9th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Krista Case Bryant. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. The Federal Reserve expects to cut interest rates this year. Minutes from a Fed meeting in mid-March, released on Wednesday, show that members of the Board of Governors still expect one rate cut this year. The current benchmark rate is at 3.6%, still above its target of 2%. But some of the 19 policymakers were concerned that higher gas prices resulting from the U.S.-Iran war might necessitate a future rate hike to push prices down. Anthropic withholds its new AI model from the public, for now. Claude Mythos Preview is yet to be released to the public because of cybersecurity risks, the company said. Instead, the model will be shared with more than 40 organizations, including Google, Apple, and Microsoft, through a consortium called Project Glasswing. The group aims to identify and fix vulnerabilities before wider release. Early testing has already uncovered thousands of software flaws, raising concerns that such systems could accelerate cyber attacks and strengthen defenses. Recently, Meta introduced its first AI model, MuseSpark, highlighting intensified competition among major tech firms. Also, a rarely seen shark has been spotted in Antarctic waters. The species wasn't known to exist in the Southern Ocean until an oceanographer's deep-sea camera filmed one at 1,607 feet near the South Shetland Islands. Australian researchers from the Mindaroo UWA Deep Sea Research Center identified the creature as a southern sleeper shark. Last year, scientists filmed a new species in the form of a 20-armed creature that they named the Antarctic Strawberry Feather Star. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. President Donald Trump and his defense secretary are boasting of military success. But Iran's peace proposal, which Mr. Trump says is workable, appeared to reflect Iran's wishes without making meaningful concessions. Anna Maureen Grobe reports for The Monitor. Unaffected so far by the U.S.-Iran ceasefire, the battle to disarm Hezbollah in Lebanon has been shaping up to be a main focus of Israelis, renewing the debate. Can military force alone deliver lasting security, or does the absence of a clear political strategy risk costly and open-ended conflict? Contributor Shoshana Solomon reports from Tel Aviv, Israel, for The Monitor. With Hungary preparing for parliamentary elections, Ukraine's westernmost region of Zakarpattia has become a campaign hot button. It sits at the center of long-running tensions between Kyiv and Budapest over language and cultural rights. Dominique Sogel reports from Uzhhorod, Ukraine, for The Monitor. The United States and China are leading a global competition to build a permanent presence on the moon. Scientific research, national pride, and potentially lucrative lunar mining operations are at stake. Henry Gass reports from Houston for The Monitor. In the wake of a shaky 11th-hour ceasefire deal, the United States appears in a weaker position globally than when the war with Iran began. Columnist Ned Temko writes from London for The Monitor. Virtually all of the refugees let into the U.S. in the first 6 months of the fiscal year came from South Africa. The State Department data released this week appears to support President Donald Trump's pledge to prioritize Afrikaners, white South Africans. Sarah Matusik reports for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on welding the skilled trades to dignity. The rapid adoption of artificial intelligence in workplaces across the United States is automating a wide range of administrative, managerial, and even specialized high-tech tasks. Employers and employees alike are understandably concerned. Yet, the same AI boom is also driving demand for workers in professions long seen as declining in prestige and pay scales, the skilled trades or blue-collar jobs that helped build America's middle class. As the cost of a college education increases, and as young people seek less debt, enrollment in vocational community college programs and private trade schools has increased by about 6% annually in recent years. Still, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, more than 400,000 skilled trade jobs remained unfilled in 2025. Paradoxically, these economic and social pressure points highlight new possibilities for expanding pathways to prosperity. Private industry is stepping up its efforts and, in the process, also offering Americans an opportunity to reassess how they view work, wealth, and individual worth. According to a March 2025 Pew Research Center survey, only 30% of blue-collar workers felt that their fellow citizens respect the work they do. Last month, the founder of BlackRock, the world's largest investment firm, announced a $100 million philanthropic initiative to build up the skilled trades workforce in the U.S. This week, Fortune magazine reported that Lowe's, one of the nation's largest home improvement retailers, will invest $250 million towards skilling workers in fields such as carpentry, electrical work, and plumbing. In an interview with the BBC, BlackRock chief Larry Fink voiced a need to rebalance views of these professions. And Lowe's CEO, Marvin Ellison, emphasized that skilled trades are a way to create meaningful wealth and earn a very dignified living. Such views are refreshingly grounded and help to reframe the conversation, according to Groundbreak Carolinas, an industry trade group. Capital and technology alone do not build progress. People do, Groundbreak notes on its website, adding, "The trades offer something increasingly rare: tangible skills, visible impact, and long-term stability." This observation ties into a broader civic need to uphold the dignity of manual or trades work and combat condescension and credentialist prejudice, according to Harvard University professor and philosopher Michael Sandel. "The most important role we play in the economy," he wrote in The Atlantic in 2020, "is not as consumers, but as producers who provide goods and services that fulfill the needs of our fellow citizens." The Greek philosopher Aristotle, Dr. Sandel pointed out, argued that human flourishing depends on cultivation and exercise of our abilities. And the American Republican tradition also taught that such endeavors nurture the virtues that equip citizens for self-rule. For today's young people who pursue trades, the opportunity to become productive citizens and skilled producers could be a double bonus. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how the noise of opinions and differences might make us feel as though we don't belong in some situations. But finding God to be our and everyone's true home unifies us and assures us of our safety. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas, Victoria Hoffman, and Tim Malone.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.